Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
All right. Thank you, Steph. I think this is Billy Joel. Uptown Girl.
Oh, stay hot, pasta.
Uh-oh, risotto. That's Billy Joel, not Billy Idol.
I think that's who
Billy
you
Idol.
You were going to see yesterday.
I know, that's
originally.
Yeah, well, look for White Wedding, Dancing With Myself, or Rebel Yell.
White Wedding.
He's great.
He was fun last night. All right, Warriors-Bucks tonight, and I hear a lot of people talking about strength in numbers and how Pods, Moody, and Kuminga are playing. And we're just talking about Giannis, who's maybe playing it out in Milwaukee right now. And he's expressed that he's open-minded to anything. But it seems clear right now that he's giving it a shot here in Milwaukee. Like, he's playing great. What is he, 36-14?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Like 70%.
Yeah. But I'm hearing, a lot about the vibes of this team. They're 4-1. It's early. But how urgent, or how, I guess the word's desperate, because when I think of Giannis, I think of a move that you'd have to make that would be incredibly risky, because you'd probably be giving up some pretty good players and some pretty good picks. The thought that they would have to give up three unprotected firsts and three pick swaps and then only give up a couple players, Butler would have to be one, and let's just say Pods is the other. It's very intriguing to me, and I hear how a lot of people would say, you've got to do that if you have a chance. I'm just sitting here telling you right now, these damn draft picks are something that I get they're not promised, and you never know. But the scariest proposition to me is Steph Curry being at the end of the road, and now they're looking at a dearth of picks. Now, you can do that if you're convinced you can bring free agents in here. And maybe that's the way they'll go about it. But I would just like to be chock full of draft picks from 2027 to 2032, knowing that Steph's probably not going to be playing at this level at that point.
Well, I think they would like to be, unless they could get a player of his caliber. Like, you know, Draymond Green talked about not wanting to give up the cupboard, right, for Lauri Markkanen. I think it's totally fair. The fact that they weren't able to get Paul George and Markkanen, I think that was, what, plan A summer ago?
Yeah.
Ended up being a great thing for them. But I just remember when they traded for Jimmy Butler, which was kind of a fleece at the time, just because Jimmy had to get out. They had to get rid of him. And this wasn't Jimmy's first destination, by the way. He wanted to go to Phoenix. I remember everyone saying, well, Butler, he can't shoot. He can't shoot. He's not going to fit. And there were questions about the fit when he got here, and very quickly they were dismissed because he helped them win immediately. I just think that this idea that someone like Giannis wouldn't fit here Like, to me, the basketball discussion is kind of futile. Like, he's Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's going to help you in so many different ways. That what I think I'm really wondering, Steiny, is, okay, so do you want to potentially, looking ahead, mess with what's happening here? You know, do the Warriors look good enough, and it's been five games, for us to say, this is our team, we're good enough to, you know, try and go as far as we can, and then we'll see what happens in the future. Because to me, I think if you make a trade like this, you give yourself a better chance to win a title, but you sacrifice your future.
Right.
Right now, they have a chance to win a title, but they also have their future. They're 1 foot in, 1 foot out, which is kind of what they've been, I think, for the better part of the last, well, really since Clay tore his Achilles and KD left. I think they've been 1 foot in, 1 foot out. This, to me, would be the all-in move. And I think you just have to weigh as a fan whether or not it's worth it for you.
You know, it's funny because when the marketing talk was going on last year, I think we were talking about two unprotected firsts, and that's the trade that Draymond Green said, yeah, we shouldn't make this trade. It's too much for him. And now looking at that, I think he was exactly right. You know, I think Markkanen's a nice player, but obviously Giannis is kind of a next level type player. He's 30 years old, but he's been in the league, what, 12 or 13 years already?
Yeah.
As far as stylistically and Giannis wearing a Warrior uniform, yeah, they'd absolutely have to do, they'd have to play a little bit different, but I think they could do it. But I also think the possibility of a Giannis is it would allow Steph Curry to, it would take more pressure off Steph Curry to have to be the man this year, next year, the year, like, then they'd get that player that where they can start to transition to Steph being a two to Giannis. And then he gets to decline, in quotes, where he doesn't have to carry the team. And that's ideally the way you'd want it done, with Giannis being the carrier at that point.
He'd be the best player that Curry's played with since Kevin Durant.
No doubt.
I mean, that's just a fact. But I think a lot of people are hesitant about it because, I don't know, is it because of Giannis's age, Steiny? Like, is it because he's been in the league for so long? Because I hate to break it to you, you're watching four 35-year-olds on a nightly basis on this team. Like, age to me, while it is naturally a concern, the Warriors have made a declaration that age is not going to be something they consider. It's just, you don't go and sign Al Horford, who's 39 years old, bring in a 35 going on 36-year-old last year in Jimmy Butler, to pair them with a 35-year-old in Draymond Green, and Steph Curry is going to be 38 this year. Like, you just don't do that if age is a concern.
No.
So, to me, looking at this from a standpoint of, well, he's old and he's been hurt, it's like, yeah, who got hurt last year in the playoffs? Steph Curry. Like, I'm sorry, that's just the way it goes. If you get hurt, then your chances to win a championship are going to go down.
Right.
But that's the inherent risk I think the Warriors are willing to ride with by putting together this kind of team.
I mean, the guy's a great player. The guy's a top three player when he's healthy. I don't think there's any doubt about it. He is a little different kind of a player than the Warriors have had here, no doubt about it. But the other thing I'm thinking about is, man, you get Giannis and Draymond Green defensively, and Horford's still around. I mean, you have the makings of a phenomenal defensive unit. So I guess maybe over the course of the next few hours, I could get talked into it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But man, you better be prepared. I mean, here's the other thing. If you get Giannis, he signed through 2028, I believe. You know, you better stay competitive. And I know the easy answer is, well, you definitely will because of Steph. But if you don't, the worst possible scenario is in a year or two, Giannis wants out of here, and you've already traded all your assets in terms of draft picks for him. And now what are you going to do? Now you're in a little bit of trouble. But, you know, Milwaukee's playing the Warriors tonight. Milwaukee's off to a good start. And Giannis is off to a phenomenal start. So let's go. Let's start it off with Austin in Redwood City. What's going on, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I just want to say it's hard to make a decision on getting Giannis just because the simple fact, like you said, his age plays a big part in hooking him up with Draymond and Jimmy Butler and Curry at 35 and up. Man, that's crazy. You see what the Warriors did with their youngins against the Clippers the other night. They ran them old legs out the gym. But, if we get Giannis and we're giving up a lot of our assets for him, it's like a rebuilding state at that point.
Well, it wouldn't be rebuilding yet, clearly, because they'd be going for it this year, next year, and maybe after that. But I don't know how long that would last.
Yeah, you're right. But how about this? Is the team better than the Jordan Poole Wiggins championship run now without no big? You think the Warriors need an extra big?
No, I don't.
To go run and get some rebounds? Because tonight is going to be a big task. They can tire us out with them two big bodies that they got down there with Turner and Giannis and Portis and Kuzma. These all capable guys of getting double doubles.
Well, you know what? And they're going to have to play a big team at some point. And tonight's the night that they're going to get a bigger team.
I mean, Denver's pretty big, and they're able to hang with them.
I don't think they need a big man, an extra big man right now. They might. You know, if Trayce Jackson-Davis, whatever, falls out of the rotation or something like that. But I mean, how much longer can Steph play? Like, if you get Giannis, do you feel better that Steph can play four more years, like at a high level?
At a high level, I don't know if you can assume that. But then again, it's like, right now, it's been five games. He's averaging what he averaged during 2016, like as far as his numbers, shooting splits, that kind of
Curry.
Yeah, like, again, it's five games, and I don't think it'll keep up. But every single year we're waiting for this guy to fall off, and it doesn't happen. I think the Warriors are assuming he's going to be this kind of player until he's not. And you have to try and give him the best chance possible, which is what, to me, this would be about. As much as Steiny, it's... Yes, we can talk about should they do it, should they not. My bigger concern is this is the first time this summer that we've heard explicitly that Giannis would be willing to be dealt. Like, there's been murmurs, there's been rumors, but he said through a report that he'd be willing and his preferred destination would be New York. The point of this exercise is if you saw that this trade in 2 or 3 years comes out and the Warriors said, no, we didn't want to do it, and Giannis goes to New York City because the Warriors said no, how would you feel about it? I would feel like the Warriors would be prioritizing their future over the possibility of winning the best possible chance to win a championship.
You know what? And that you put it that way, and that makes it sound different. And it makes it more likable or more doable. And that is, up until this point, I thought they strayed during the Wiseman-Kuminga years when they got drafted. But nevertheless, in the last 2 or 3 years, they've done everything. They've made it clear, everything for Steph Curry. So if that's the strategy, then yeah, you got to make this trade. You have to make this trade if it's available. And that's the other thing, that the reason this is pertinent, not only because they play the Bucks tonight, but Giannis is in a gray area right now where it could go either way. And this happens a lot in the NBA with stars, and they have to play it out and see if they're going to stay or not. But what I'm getting at is I think Giannis is more realistic now and in the next year to be traded than he's ever been in his career. And it's coinciding with, yes, just five games, but it's coinciding with the Warriors' young players playing as well as they've played together as a group and individually. And yeah, it might give you a little more pause to get rid of a Pods or a Kuminga, even if he's part of a deal that's not the one that looks exactly like this one. And this is where I'm being honest. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'd be a little more careful about treating Pods, Moody, Kuminga, and Post as just guys you could get rid of, because they're playing pretty well right now, and they're at that point in their career. Evan, Pods is in his third year, Moody's in his fifth, Kuminga's in his fifth. It's like it's all setting up for them to emerge this year.
Yeah, and we've already seen it.
Yeah, and that's, I feel like I want to give that a little more of a crack, if you know what I mean.
Well, we have to, right? This yeah. wouldn't be able to go down until February, but I think that the point is, look, they play Milwaukee tonight. You're starting to hear that Giannis, like, as much as they made the move for Turner, I mean, you're going to see tonight, he's going to be out there with Gary Trent Jr., a former Warriors pick, and Ryan Rollins, who's kind of playing pretty well, and a host of guys that, like, they can't win a title. And I think Giannis knows that. And so if he wants to do that, the question is always, does he have more loyalty than to Milwaukee than he does to chasing another championship? And if he wants to do that, I think he'll eventually want to get out of there. But the Warriors, meanwhile, you know, you're right. They've kind of, I don't know, since 2020, like, they've been looking at the future. I think they still are set up nicely for the future. Like, if this thing goes sideways this year, guys get hurt, it derails, they still have a chance to, I think, kind of reboot this thing quickly with the amount of picks that they have. And to your point, the emerging young guys. You know, I wonder how this team's been playing well. There's no doubt about it. But I think the question in the past has been, well, would you flip, you know, a Jimmy for a Giannis? And he has to be involved because of monetary reasons. But are you willing now, having seen the early returns on Kuminga's leap, Pajemski's, I wouldn't say leap, but development, Moses Moody looking like he can be a capable 3-and-D player, you know, those three guys, are you willing to invest more in them than you would be to look outside the Warriors? Because to me, Stein, like, I would be willing to do it because I could keep two of them. Like, if you're telling me two of the three I get to keep in this scenario, it'd be Giannis to Golden State, Butler to Detroit, Pods, three unprotected first-round picks, and three pick swaps to Milwaukee. They're also getting a bunch of guys from the Pistons. That's something that I would be willing to do because I get to keep two of the young guys. I don't have to give up all of them. You know, it changes to me if they say, hey, we need all three. Like, we need Pajemski, Moody, and Kuminga. That, to me, you're not just giving up your future and your darts that you're throwing at a draft board. You're giving up legitimate NBA talent. And it looks like emerging NBA talent as well.
No doubt. And I wonder how much, and I know it's not their primary goal, but if you're Detroit or Milwaukee, do you look and say, all right, well, what are the Warriors getting out of this? Well, they're going to get off Pods and Butler, but they're going to still have Curry, Green, Giannis, Kuminga, Horford. I don't know if I would, you know, especially if Kuminga's playing like this, I don't know if I'd gift the Warriors Giannis. Because that team is pretty scary, I think. But I don't know. I can't believe I'm saying this, but if the trade, I guess if you had to make a decision on the trade today, you'd probably go ahead and do it. But I'm more than content with, yeah, let's let another month or so play out, see what goes on in Milwaukee, and see what goes on here.
Well, yeah. Look, this is a waiting game, but to me, Steiny, it's like Do you think the Warriors are in a place as a franchise where they're willing to go all in?
Yes, absolutely.
This is the move. Like it just is, I think. And I think they've been kind of waiting for this possibility. We've heard like little rumors too, breadcrumbs of this, right? They have an eye on 2027. Why is 2027 a free agency or a summer that the Warriors have their eyes on clearing their books for? There's two guys, and one of them is one of the players we're discussing. It's Giannis and it's Jokic. I have a hard time believing that Jokic would ever leave Denver because there's never been any sort of report that he wants out of there as a trade in mind. Giannis is the only guy that has been floated time and time again. And to me, this is the most realistic point of that discussion. I think that's what intrigues me about today and when they play the Bucks tonight.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Father Time in Napa. Hey, Father Time, how you doing?
What up, fellas? I was going to lay my case out for this, but I'll just start with, are you crazy? If Giannis is willing to come to anybody, if he's willing to be traded, and you compare Giannis with Steph Curry, you want to talk about gravity, gravity inside, gravity outside, and you get to hold on to, well, of course you're holding on to Draymond, and maybe you're holding on to Kuminga. This is done yesterday. This is like, if you could do this deal today, I know you have to wait until February. This is done. Moses Moody, Kaczynski, like, what are we talking about? This is Giannis and Steph.
Well,
so
we're talking about is not having a pick this year, having a lesser pick next year. No, like you're going to have 3 years where you have no picks. And it'll probably be after Curry's all gone, or at least two of them. You know, that's the danger. That's all I'm saying.
Let me hit you with this. Two words. James Wiseman, talk to me about your picks. Talk to me about your pick, second pick in the draft. If the goal in any sport is to win a championship, and you've got this player available, potentially, I know it's all potential, and you give up, you know, you want to talk about age with Giannis? How old is Jimmy Butler? Like, ship Jimmy Butler, ship Brandon, and win a championship and worry about 2027, 2023, excuse me, 2030. Later, go get the third best player on the planet. Who's a better player, Giannis or Steph Curry?
I'm not going to answer that.
Why?
I don't feel like it.
Thank you. I don't feel like
it. No, listen, I get it, Father Time. You want to finish up or you good?
No, I mean, I love your show, so I don't want to say. And then, secondly, I just can't believe – I mean, no, it's Sports Talk Radio. I just can't believe that there would be any question about this. Maybe Kuminga, maybe giving up Kuminga. Maybe that's it's not a deal breaker, but you'd have to swallow hard and feel bad about it, maybe. But if
– You're – hey.
You, like, right now
– You're right. Hey, listen. Hey, Father Time, we were talking about this before the show, and I said to Evan, I'm like, you know, we might be sitting in here saying, I don't know if I do it. And if Lacob or Dunleavy were in here, they'd say, what are you, crazy? Of course we're going to do it. So I acknowledge your point. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think, too.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Appreciate the call. Like, I do have to explain this maybe for some people that aren't super familiar with your stance on trades like these. This is the furthest you've ever come to saying yes to something like this.
No doubt.
So I appreciate it. This is a big step for you, Steiny.
It is.
Admitting that you would be open to it.
You'd have to be open to it. Here's what I think. I don't think, like, I'm not convinced you could get Giannis. Okay. Forget the picks. Like, you're going to have to swallow hard on two unprotected first, three unprotected. Like, that's a given. You're going to have to do that. I still am curious to whether you could still get Giannis and just give up Butler and one other guy. I just feel like it would have to be more than that. But maybe I'm wrong, and that's the thing. If it's not more than that, I don't think I could turn it down.
I think you'd be banking on the idea that the Bucks are just trying to get as much draft capital as they can, and the Warriors' picks they're pretty valuable. You know, for the reasons that we're talking about, right? The reason why everyone wants Golden State's first-round picks is because all of their players are at the end of their careers.
Yep.
And you don't know what they're going to be. So you can make a case that, let's look across the entire NBA. who has the most valuable picks beyond 2029, 2030, which is kind of the back end of these three? It's the Warriors. And I think they know that too, which is why the only way that they would give them up, and someone brought this up in the YouTube chat, I think it was Nacho, which is fair. Going all in was Jimmy Butler. I disagree, because going all in is giving up those unknown picks in which your team could be just in absolute shadow. You know, you could be nothing at that point. I know we got to hit a break.
But it's intriguing. And the trade out there that would just involve two players, I how could you say no to that? Maybe people think you should. 888-957-9570. All right, here's what's going on. We're going to spend another 10-15 minutes on the Warriors, and then we're going to take the Tony Vitello live press conference at 11 o'clock. He's the new manager of the Giants. No experience in the major leagues. First manager ever hired without any type of major league experience. So that in and of itself makes this hire very intriguing and worth talking about. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.